Hey everyone, we're Madonna and David, and we're here for your tip of the day.
Tip of the day.
Tip of the day. So, because we've just been chatting about positive thinking, negative thinking, and the fact that negative thinking is more important to get under control if you're in a bad space. So, a couple of tips to getting that energy shifted. So, one of them is knowing when we've been happy before.
Well, it's the so in like solution focused therapy, one thing you look for is just say somebody's got depression. It's like you look for, well, because when you're depressed, you're not usually depressed all the time. Sometimes you are,
Yeah, some people are.
but if you're not, it's like you work out, well, when don't you feel like that?
Right.
Or with anxiety, when don't you feel anxious? And you look for exceptions.
Yeah.
And so working with exceptions is really nice. Another one is another way of looking at it is, well, when were you depressed and you're able to get through that in the past?
Right.
Like what worked in the past? They're two things that are really useful. What
Yeah.
worked in the past, and what are the exceptions? Like, for example, somebody might be depressed at work,
Right.
right? But when they get home, they're fine.
Right. So it's situational.
It can be often situational. Someone might be depressed at home
Yeah.
because they've got real troubles in their life, financial problems or relational problems. But when they go to work, they feel stable.
Right.
And both of those scenarios are very common, that situationally one they'll cope in one situation, like I've got to be good at work so they can hold it together at work, and
Yeah.
when they get home they let it go.
Yeah.
Or the same thing, some they might have a boss who's a bully,
Yeah.
so at first work they're having a real bad time, and when they get home they're okay. So looking at exceptions, and then you go, well, and then when you look at, well, what's happening in this environment when it's good, can you transfer that over to the more difficult environment?
Right. Yeah, nice.
Because the thinking process is correct in one space.
Yeah. Whereas from a kinesiology perspective, I often get people to visualize a time when they felt happy. They can
Right.
usually find someone, even if they're in the depths of despair, they can usually imagine it. And the other thing that, because some people have been depressed their whole lives, can you remember a time in your life when you have been happy and carefree? And a lot of people say no. So there can be generational stuff or some trauma within the birthing process, that's actually messed with their hormones, it's messed with the neurotransmitters that stop them from being able to live their happy,
Well,
healthy life.
some of those deeper problems, it's not recommended using positive therapies like solution focused, because sometimes you actually need to go back into the past difficulties to actually find the things that
Yeah.
are triggering in the present or
Yeah, absolutely.
creating the present thought pattern.
Yeah. And the other thing that we were thinking, so I just want to give two quick tips. The other one was gratitude. It was funny. I was at a funeral, and this guy came up to me and started chatting to me when we were obviously poles apart politically. And he made some comment and I just made a comment back, and then he said something political that I disagreed with. So I threw in my anti-political thing, and then he threw in another political thing, and I threw in another one. And then he threw in another one. I'm like, oh God, get me out of here. And then he actually said, I've got one for you. Julian Assange was released today. And I said, if that is true, that's the best news I've heard today. So thank you. And I thought, good, now I can stop it. So I can stop the conversation. But then
Well,
he said, I'm surprised you'd be impressed with that. And I said, why would I not be impressed with Julian Assange being released? He's a freedom fighter and a truth teller. I think that's awesome. Anyway, and then I said something
as
else
an
and
Aussie.
started the political thing again. And so anyway, finally I said, I'm too far this way, you're too far that way, I'm out of here, I'm going to go talk to my cousin, see you
Right.
later.
Well, we were taught growing up that, sex, politics, and religion, you talk about in polite company, you expect what you expect.
Well, I did try with the gratitude thing halfway through. That was
Right.
my point.
But they're always
And
risky topics, sex, politics, and religion. And it's a bit sad often that people don't talk about them, but it's the only way that people can, like in one space, keep harmony in a space. By avoiding those topics sometimes, because they are often areas of controversy.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, and you can chuck health into that as well these days, which is, because I work in the health space, you work in the health space. So it's, people have different opinions, and quite often people's opinions are so entrenched.
Well, luckily in counselling, it's not so politicised.
Right.
And it's sort of free of that, because the things that people seem to argue are more about different drugs or supplements in their toolkit.
Yes.
Or they'll argue about preventative things,
Yeah.
which is a lot of what say alternative natural therapists will do.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it's preventative. It's looking out for the future, getting your body in a good state so that it's less likely that a disease can thrive in that.
Well, that's
Would
some
you
of it.
agree?
Well, that's some of it,
I know
but
it's some of it, but
that's
it's
not why most people don't see me for prevention.
no, but it's like a lot of the information you give on these things are preventative,
Yeah,
right?
but people implement those things tiny. But what I love about giving supplements, just say someone comes in and they're really, really full of rage and anger, and I give them something like Stress Ant 6 a day, because that's such an awesome product for rage when you just want to, punch
Take the
someone's
edge
light
off.
out every day. Well, it doesn't just change the take the edge off, it changes the hormonal output. It helps the body detox the liver with the stress hormones. It increases serotonin and dopamine. It supports the calming of glutamate in the brain, so we're less anxious. It balances estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. It does a lot of stuff. So it doesn't just take the edge off, it changes the hormones. And by changing the hormones, you're preventing stuff long term. So even though short term you get amazing shifts in people's brain waves and things like that, long term, you might be preventing something that's caused by that rage, anger, frustration, like the big C, cirrhosis.
But you're, yeah.
Just joking.
But no, but preventative is good.
Yeah.
Like, when I was studying counseling, I had the Handbook of Positive Psychology. And in the beginning, it talked about psychology as a positive, preventative treatment.
Right.
So if you can get ahead of the game, with counseling and psychology, you can beat the diseases that might come.
Yeah,
You know, like the
absolutely.
depression or the anxiety. And so by getting ahead of the ball, and in the same way with physical natural health, if you get your diet right, if you get all of the inputs right, then there's less likely of diseases appearing.
Yeah, totally.
And that'd be across the board,
And
I'd
we
say.
always talk about things like heavy metal detox. And we were chatting about schizophrenia briefly this morning. And one of the first things I would do is heavy metal detoxes with the brain. Because if you don't pull the heavy metals out, we're more likely to develop neurological issues. So, and that again, I love my zeolites, I love my glutathione and N-acetylcysteines and redox molecules and all sorts of things that help to, get these toxins
Well, they
out.
assist, because a lot of those things are available in diet over time, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, is it something like NAC? What's it called?
N-acetylcysteine. Well,
Yeah.
there's two. There's N-acetylcarnitine and N-acetylcysteine, but I think we're talking
Right.
N-acetylcysteine here.
Well, that has, well, that's good for the heart and all types of things, isn't
Yep.
it? It's good for blood
It
flow.
helps with the spikeopathy. It helps with it's a precursor to glutathione, which is one of the most important antioxidants for your liver as well. And when we have, say, a high oxalate meal, for example, then the liver swells. And every cell in the liver is releasing, glutathione. So we can be taking away all of our stores of glutathione in a heartbeat with a high oxalate meal.
And so with that, if you take NAC with it, what will that do?
It just keeps your support, it supports the level of glutathione over a period of time. And glutathione, if we end up with, say, fatty cysts on the liver or liver disease of any sort, so like cirrhosis that I mentioned before, just jokingly, but any liver disease will be supported by N-acetylcysteine.
Right.
It just really supports detoxification in the body.
Yeah, and yeah,
Really nice
because I'm just
antioxidant.
looking at it in this like a preventative framework. It's like goes with the natural ethics of creating conditions so the body can heal
Yeah,
itself,
absolutely.
and
Which
taking
is
that to
obviously
it.
opposite to what Big Pharma does, so it's suppressing symptoms so that you can get through your day. And it doesn't even do that very well. So, just every single
Well,
pharmaceutical.
they make millions of things, so some are
Yeah.
good, some
No,
are.
that none of them are good. Every single pharmaceutical destroys an enzyme pathway. Every single one.
Okay, but all right.
So then you have to work out what the, how we can repair and replace, those enzyme pathways with, or, get another body function to actually do the same job. They all have side effects.
Right, and
Every
yeah,
single
but
one.
so as a complementary person, like, I like to use both together if I can. To get a,
Destroy something and then.
well, sometimes you want to get a stronger effect quickly. Anyway, I'm positive towards all practitioners who are doing a good job and acting as positively as they can.
I just fix people from being damaged every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Yeah, I just like having all my choices available. Like, because the more choices you have available, the more likely you can make an informed decision. And so, and even some of the problems we've had during the pandemic, it was still about not making all the choices available, which is the difficult people they have it, that they didn't let you use that. And so I'm like, well, let the choices be made available. That's the way I think about it. But that's good,
Why not?
isn't it?
Yeah, I need to think more positively about Big Pharma. I'm not doing it at the moment.
Oh, well, they sure give you some things to think about that aren't.
Yes.
Well,
Anyway, no,
dollar,
because
dollar
remember
bet.
my story about Dr. Rima Laabo? So I interviewed her about a year and a half ago, and she told this story about in the 1960s when she was the only woman in the med school training. And so you can imagine how hard that would have been for her at the time. And so on day one, that's when they discussed about the enzyme destruction.
Yeah, sure. And it's the same thing, it's the same thing in with counseling and psychotherapy. Like when we go to study, we're taught to look at the effects of
Pharmaceuticals.
psychotropic
Yeah,
drugs
nice.
on people, and you learn that, and you know that, what do they say? They say, well, they say the serotonin levels go down for a start, and it starts at that. And so it's like there's always a side effect. There's always a limitation. Except the thing is about, say, naturopathics. Traditionally, like at least in the modernist Western thinking, we've had medicine, right? And everyone, but with the growth of natural therapies, now you've got more choices available that weren't there before. So the way I look at natural therapies, they're providing more options because everybody knows what the medical options are. And
Yeah, because
so,
they're everywhere.
yeah, but in creativity, it's like, so creative solutions are creating more options because if you've got all the options on the table, then you're really making a informed choice. And so naturopathy provides that whole bunch of different ways of treating things that are different from medicine. Because you're coming from a totally different angle and you're working around things, because you're working with the whole system. Because I can see a lot of it has to do with what we put in here and what happens all the way through here. Like an example is having a little bit of Celtic sea salt before you drink water. And the reason is because when you put that in, the Celtic sea salt has like 80 minerals in it. And with those minerals going into your system, it causes the system to do things, which causes the which co which helps us actually it helps the water get into the cells. Is that right?
Yeah, it gets the
Whereas
sodium potassium pump working
often
better.
people they say drink more water and they end up bloated because it's not getting into the cells because and then even if they put a bit of salt in it, the type of salts we use have only got calcium and what are the
Sodium phosphate
Yeah, sodium and
and
calcium there, whereas the other minerals, so if we buy a really nice salt, the
potassium
other
chloride.
minerals support the water getting into your cells. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And so it's about working out when we put things through our system, what they stimulate. And that's what, and naturopaths deal with all of that
Yeah,
stuff.
because heavy metals deplete minerals in our body.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. So, yeah.
Now I'm just working out how the digestive system is such a
Because when
Like
with digression,
nutritional advice is a big part of natural therapies, right? And so it's like, because we're working out, because we've got all these different phases. You've got the throat, you've got the stomach, then you've got the large. And so all the things we put into our mouths stimulate different things as they go through, right? And then things that are negative, like what, like drugs, alcohol, when you put them through, they also have a negative effect. Like, for example, one thing we might put in might make us feel good, but when it gets to the lower intestine, it actually messes up our gut biome or whatever.
And I think one of the biggest Fibonacci's out there is that we end up with things like the whole chemical imbalance in the brain,
Oh,
because
well.
most of our chemicals are made in the gut.
Yeah.
You start repairing your gut microbiome and you're changing the neurotransmitters in your body. If you have an excess of parasites, you will end up with mental disorders because the parasites eat the neurotransmitters in the gut. So they love them. They're going and getting those negative positive neurotransmitters. That's where they've gone. Darn parasites. Cheeky buggers. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So I think gratitude and when have you been happy before? So being able to
Yeah.
visualize that, keep it in the front of your mind when you're having a bad day. So it's sort of like an NLP technique, isn't it? It's a bit of a Tony Robbins thing, you know? So being able to go, okay, I'm having a shit moment. So what can I do? Think, oh, yeah, that's right. And you start visualizing that time when you felt really happy and
Right.
carefree. And that helps to bring that memory to the frontal cortex. And if when you're thinking it, it's best to sort of think, well, how did it make me feel? You know, why was this so good? You know, was the sun shining better? Was the, you know, the world was a bit brighter and more beautiful at that time?
Yeah, because like even though it's called solution focused therapy, counselors aren't, our job isn't to give people solutions. It's about helping them find their own solutions. Because if they work it out themselves, that's something they did for
Yeah.
themselves. Just like it's like,
Obviously, when the brain's shut down, they can't find solutions.
yeah, but it's no, but that's why we get help. You know, if we can come in and we can get counseling or we can, you know, work out different ways, because there's a lot of techniques that you can learn. And just as we've learned to get into a situation one week, we can relearn to come out of
Wow, that was a big tip of the day.
it. Okay.
Have a good one, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.